For the last 6 weeks, the grains have been in a pretty tight trading range. That range has even tightened up since we got into October and we've seen the government shutdown. But since the beginning of September, we can have seen the markets trade in a very narrow range. December Minneapolis wheat has had a trading range of 551 to 577 for a whopping 26 cents. We've also seen December corns have a trading range from 410 to 431, a 21 cent trading range. And over in the November soybeans, it's a little bit wider, but we've had a trading range of 994 down up to a 1053 for a 59 cent trading range. Overall, these grains started to see a little bit of support. Now that we're in the government shutdown, we've actually seen more strength than we have pressure, with the lack of news being surprising that we're seeing the market be able to trade with gains. But we've also seen basis levels starting to tighten up, which is a signal that the cash market is not seeing the movement of grain that we've been anticipating. Soybean yields are coming in a little bit disappointing, and corn started off a little disappointing. It has improved on the yield factor, but as we get into the northern plains, it's going to be interesting to see where yield starts to fall into play. Overall, we do not know where demand is right now, and that is one of the black clouds over the market that is kind of keeping things a little bit stagnant. It would be nice to see where the export sales have been, but we do know that corn sales have been fairly strong, and we would expect that we've started to see some soybean purchases, and that's also why we've seen a little bit of help in the basis level. Overall, this tight trading range is likely going to continue to kind of hamper this market until we get the government operating again and start seeing some market-moving news to hit the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.